following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
This is Rep Van Pans with your winter weather report. Right now, a huge front's exerting enormous pressure on the Beltline. Once it breaks, we expect a blizzard of buttons and waist-high midriffs. The culprit? A perfect storm of fatty burgers and fries.
With greasy fast food, what are you really getting? Instead, try a tempting Subway Turkey BLT or Fresh Fit Turkey Melt. Merely 7 grams of fat each. Subway, eat fresh.
Subway Fresh Fit is not a diet program. Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on wider 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information. Limited time only.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's meet our hosts. First up, sports director Doug Duda.
I screwed up.
It's not regular price. Come on, Doug.
I don't know what day it is. What do you want from me?
You know how to football team? Never heard of them.
Alabama Road Tide Roll. Gonna take on LSU. Then buy you banker down there. There to go. That's D-A-U-X. That's go, Tiger.
The pedicure. So what does that mean there? Is that ear hair or what is that?
Now let's meet Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Actually, for people out there that didn't have the same education I do, that'd be the capital of Illinois, too.
We got trouble here, folks. A trumpeter swan's neck is 3 freaking feet long. I'm beyond embarrassing. Did the dog eat your homework? Just say, we just whacked these two things because they look cool.
What are the guys going to chat about today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome to Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us today. We're going to catch up with Hastings women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. They've ran into some shooting woes lately. Hopefully you'll be able to get that turned around and get back on the winning ways. Also going to catch up with our friend Pete Roussel from CoachingSearch.com to give you the latest. Is Kevin Cosgrove really, really interviewing for another Division I job? But before we get to any of that, everybody wonders why the SEC has sort of a built-in advantage, obviously, with the weather, with where they're located, with the amount of recruits around, yada, 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 yada. Well, yesterday in Dirk's Brunch Bites, he pointed you to an article which featured Justin Taylor, who happens to be a running back and a good prospect from North Atlanta High School, who's been committed to Alabama for nearly a year. Justin Taylor hurt his knee in August, didn't play a down of football this year because he had surgery. Well, in the last week, he finally got to meet with Coach Saban, who basically told him that they didn't really have a scholarship available for him right now. He was number 26th. They could only sign 25, according to Coach Saban. And, I mean, basically they've got an interview with the kid. You go to the article, go to Dirk's Brunch Bites. You can click and find the article. But he's been committed to Alabama. He was the 7th recruit in this year's class. Well, now he's on the outside looking in. I don't understand for one thing. He says, what are you going to do? What will you do this fall when you thought you were going to be playing football? He says, I'm going to stay in Georgia. They are going to find me a job. I'm going to work. I'm going to physical therapy at least 7 days a week. I guess I will work, go to physical therapy, and get strong. I will come in with the class of 2013. Now, since this deal, he has changed that and said, maybe I'll look at other options. Coach Saban said he was going to sign his name on a sheet of paper saying that I still have a scholarship, then that they really still want me. How can a school find a job? I don't understand how you can just come out and say that, and that's fine, and everything's supposed to be, you know. I understand in Lincoln we usually say going into a home, we're going to look after your son for 4 or 5 years, depending on, obviously, if you redshirt, and we're going to take care of him. Scholarships are renewable every year. You can kick kids out whenever you want. Just say, you know what, you're not close to the two deep, three deep depth chart. We don't really see you playing other than kickoff team. Maybe your senior year. We're going to look for a different place for you, but you're not going to have a scholarship. You move on. Now, you don't like to do that because word gets around that you're a real scumbag. But Nick Saban has no trouble doing that. He kicks kids to the curb all the time, it sounds like. So another built-in, I mean, the oversigning deal, well, you get four kids to leave on your defense to go to the NFL. That clears up four scholarships, so you got four more places to sign, too. But it's an interesting deal. It was on Dirk's Brunch Bites yesterday. And you can click on there and read the article about Justin Taylor. He's from North Atlanta High School. He's been a longtime Crimson Tide fan, wanted to go there. That's where he was. But it was interesting to me to see another advantage the SEC has over the rest of the nation when it comes to football. Hi, Douglas. How are you?
I'm just sitting here listening. Just sitting here listening.
Good basketball game last night, too. Big Monday, Kansas, taking down Baylor. Big fashion. First loss of the year for the Baylor Bears. I think that caught some people's attention. You didn't think that Baylor could go undefeated, you know, and make a run into the tournament like that, especially, you know, with all the good teams there are in the Big 12 Conference. But Kansas puts a beat down on them, and Thomas Robinson does it again, just dominating fashion. I think that was one of the highlights of last night. What do you got going on? What's going on with you?
I don't know.
You seem sad.
I'm just letting you fill your time.
Well, appreciate that.
That it? That all you got?
Well, I thought this was interesting, and I just think, you got dead weight on scholarships down there. You know, and we're supposedly got this small recruiting class because we got too many scholarships out there already. People are saying, well, how's the SEC getting ahead of Nebraska? Well, another reason. They just throw kids out. You know, Anthony Blue, for example, gets hurt down there. Probably never the same player. His parents, you know, we told him we'd look after him. We told him we'd take care of the kid, make him into a man, and send him on his life of future outside of football. We remain steady to our commitment. Nick Saban would have thrown that kid out so fast his head would have spun. But
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to be on the program today, you'll also need that number for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. You'll also need it if you'd like to pick up some passes for the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Mac Center in Council Bluffs. If you'd like to vote on our hot topic, our ESPN poll question, which two teams would you like to see in the Super Bowl? All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote. Last week we had, was the national championship game poor offense or great defense? 70% poor offense, 30% great defense. Vote, though, who you would like to see in the Super Bowl. Baltimore, New England on the AFC, the Giants and the 49ers on the NFC. Also, coming up here in a couple of minutes, Jeff Dittman is going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show from Hastings College. But I want to take a look at our TNL Pivotal Husker Recruiting Update, and Sean Callahan is going to join us on the show Friday. It's brought to you by TNL Irrigation Pivot Systems, delivering a safe, hassle-free, reliable hydrostatic pivot system that runs constantly and provides decades of dependability. So make life easier on you with a TNL Pivot System. Visit your local dealer or go to TLIRR.com. Daddy, there's the real message board, people that care more about recruiting than the actual game itself. And then there's other people that go, let me know when this kid's playing. Well, Sunday, Nebraska hosted a bunch of, a lot of them in-state, but a bunch of potential walk-ons, what they call prefer walk-on candidates for Nebraska. Right now, that now stands at 7. And the very latest is Sam Foltz out of Grand Island, listed as an athlete. He had offers from South Dakota State, UNK, Northwest Missouri State. There was even interest from Oregon, Ohio, and North Dakota. Now, he told HuskersIllustrated.com or HuskersOnline.com, I think the coaches were really great. I hung out with and was around Barney Cotton and Jeff Jamrog, and they said that I was one of their top guys and I had a lot of potential and that I really had a good chance of competing here. So that really interested me. I knew I could play there, so I went ahead and committed. Tyson Brockmeyer was his host. The big lights, once they get you there, it's pretty hard, especially when you're competing against non-Nebraska.
Okay, these kids, Doug, are they preferred walk-ons? Walk-ons, what are they? No gray shirt was offered to Sam Fultz. A gray shirt means you don't get a scholarship this year, but you get one down the road. Preferred walk-on means should you break into the two deep, you will have a scholarship, I believe. And then a walk-on means play your way onto the team and down the road, we'll deal with you.
Gray shirts will come in and count on the next year. Spencer Lindsay is also apparently Nebraska's top kicking target. And why wouldn't he be? They keep producing them right here at Kearney High. Lindsay also telling Husker Online that he is scheduled to go to Northwest Missouri State on Wednesday, and they are then probably going to go to North Dakota State over the weekend. A couple of powerful programs. But, you know, Nebraska apparently told Lindsay if he wanted, they would put them in the preferred walk-on as their kicker for 2012.
Well, we've saw him do it. He can bang the football just like they produced a number of them out of here.
Dylan Utter of Papillion La Vista, Brandon Riley at Lincoln Southwest, Ross Zuras of Plattsmouth, who's a tight end, and then Carson Collins and Jordan Nelson, both out of Omaha Burke, are all preferred, confirmed walk-ons, according to Husker Online. And King Frazier, from a while back, from Lee Summit, Missouri, he is a running back. Nelson's a running back, Collins a fullback. Fultz, they list as a defensive back and punter. So there you go. Tomorrow night, and we'll get to more of these basketball rankings in just a moment, but the Hastings women are currently ranked 19th in the country. They had kind of a rough week against a couple of decent teams, Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan, and Wesleyan throws in a three to beat them with 2 seconds left. And now Doan rolls in tomorrow, and then the number two team in the country in Briarcliff comes in on Saturday, and we are pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Lady Broncos, Jeff Dittman, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's great to catch up with you again. We joked a little bit yesterday, but I know it's no joking matter. You're trying to find a way for your team to shoot the ball a little bit better, but as you told me, you're pretty pleased with almost every other aspect of your team's defense, the way that the team is spreading it around. It's not just Alicia Stadler, still a fairly young team. So despite the shooting woes, how do you think your team has played here over the last, well, since Christmas break?
Well, we've played some good ball at times, and that's what we discussed a little bit yesterday was the inconsistency of our play. We went out to California for 3 games. The first game was not a great game for us. But then we played San Marcos and we played Biola, two very, very good Division I NAIA schools out there, and won both of them. In fact, Biola just got through beating Ozarks, who was 12-1 at the time, by 7 the day before, and we beat Biola by 9. Came back, played Dort on the road, ended up winning that one by 20, very good ball game. We just, right now, over the course of the season, our defense has been extremely strong. We've held teams, and you know in the GPAC as well as I do, that it's a very good scoring league. We're holding teams under 60 points regularly in this league, and our average for the season is under 60 points. But our problem lately has just been not scoring enough points to overcome that. We held Concordia, who's ranked 6th in the country right now, we held them to 57 points and lose, and then we hold Dakota Wesleyan to 50 points and lose. So our offense is not nearly what it needs to be for us to be successful.
Coach, these teams, you just keep getting, they're very good teams too. Do you ever see if we just got a breather, maybe we get some confidence back?
Well, I don't know where you get it in the GPAC, though. We have Doan coming in, and they're the 7th best team in the league, but they're averaging 71 points. Their non-conference record, they're winning about 80-85% of their non-conference games. So, and we had a great shootout with them the first game, lost 75-76 to them on a free throw with 2 seconds left in the game. We turn around and we have Briarcliff. You turn around, you have Northwestern the following weekend. You turn around, you have Morningside. So there's really not, in this league, there's not a chance to get on a roll once you get into conference play, unless you just play well.
Jeff Tittman, head coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Alicia Stadler had such a load on her shoulders last year. She's getting, obviously, a lot more help this year, but I suppose this has something to do with the youth. It's still pretty inconsistent. She's got about 14.5 points a game, and just about every other game, somebody else is either leading the team in scoring, or if Alicia got the big night that night, then they're right behind her second. But it seems to always be a different young lady. Is it hard to figure out this team still?
Well, it is, in the sense that the majority of our team is still sophomore-oriented, and they're better sophomores than they were freshmen, but they still haven't figured out how to play every game as well as they need to play. You know, that consistency, again, is not there with us. But I've really been pleased. Like you said, we've had a number of people who have had big games over the course of the season, and Alicia's still a huge part of it because she always draws a double team. So that leaves somebody wide open, and as long as we move without the basketball and get into good position, then, you know, Alicia a lot of times will finish with 14 points, but she'll also have 5, 6, 7 assists, and maybe could have had more. We missed a couple of shots, which would have helped her, which would have benefited us even more. But she's still... To have a successful offense, you really need that player that draws the double team and makes shots easier for everyone else, and Alicia does that for us.
Jeff, you're probably deeper maybe a team than you thought you had at the beginning of the year. A lot of kids are playing.
We are. We play pretty much a minimum of 11 players every night. We've played 12 and 13 a number of times over the course of the year. Part of that is that some of our players haven't really stepped up and taken over the position, and so we've done position by committee in a few situations. In other situations, we've just had people who were playing really well 2 and 3 deep into the position, so we're playing all of them and giving teams a different look. And you know, up until the last couple of ball games, that's been pretty successful for us. The last couple of games, we've just had a scoring drought almost from everyone, and so we haven't put enough points on the boards to get the wins.
Jeff, how's the health of the team right now?
You know, we've been well. Tanasia Uri had the flu the night we played Concordia, the night before we played Concordia, and she's a big part of our offense. She brings a lot of speed to us. She brings a three-point shooting range, and she's a very quick defender. So that hurt us a little bit that night. But, well, we haven't had anyone miss a ball game almost in the 4 years that I've been here, knock on wood.
Well, that's different than Doc Sadler has.
Well, everybody likes to.
You know what? Well, I was going to say, we had our years when I was at Dakota State where it seemed like everybody was sitting on the bench in some kind of an injury. So I suppose it balances itself out over the long run. But we've been remarkably healthy since I've gotten here.
Jeff, touch again on the teams coming in this week. You touched on Doan a little bit. Briarcliff, number 2 in the country. Although, as you've said, they have had some problems in the past when they come to Hastings, including last year when your team wasn't even as strong as it is this year. Talk about these two contests and how important they are for turning the corner here to the second half.
Well, you've got Doan coming in. That's a very athletic team, and it's a great rivalry between Hastings and Doan, so you know they'll play their best basketball against us. They give us some matchup problems at a couple of positions. We give them some matchup problems. So, like I said, I expect it to be a very, very hard-fought game. Probably will go down to the wire the same as the first ball game did, and last possession may determine who's the winner. Then on Saturday, you've got Briarcliff coming in, and they're probably the best zone-pressing team in the country. They do a tremendous job of trapping. They really put a lot of pressure on you. Now the key is can you get them into a half-court game? And if you get them into a half-court game, then they're beatable. But if they make a track meet out of it and really get you going up and down the floor, obviously that hurts us when we have our posts like Alicia and Laurel Zwiener that are 6'4". They just don't get up and down the floor as fast as Briarcliff's 5'11s do.
Jeff, down the stretch here, if you guys are able to get the ball if you get the ball in the hole, are you confident you can make a run deep into this thing?
Well, you know, we've seen that we can play it with anybody. Briarcliff is really the only team. When we played them at their place, they had a tremendous shooting night, and they hit 6 of 7 from the three-point line in the first half, and they hit their first 28 free throws in a row. But they have also shown that they've had 3 nights this year. They haven't scored 60 points in a ball game, so they're a little vulnerable at times. But over the course of it, we have We have beaten somewhere between 5 and 7 nationally ranked teams in the top 15 in the country. So if we can get back to playing that type of basketball again with the defense that we're playing and with the inside game that we have, I'm confident that we can play with anybody. And again, I think the San Marcos and the Biola games prove that. Biola is the type of team that they could come in and win the GPAC.
Well, some good competition and a good basketball team again at Hastings College. And don't forget, the games are at Lynn Farrell Arena this Wednesday, 6 and 8, women and men. Saturday afternoon, 2 and 4, the number 2 team in the country comes in. Always could use your support. Plus, you can hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. Coach, thanks for the time.
I do want to say one thing. The Saturday ball games, one of the men's players is in the running for a postgraduate scholarship, and he needed to go to the scholarship banquet that evening in Omaha. So the men's game will be at 1 o'clock, and the women's game will be at 3 o'clock that afternoon to help accommodate that situation.
Well, darn smart kids anyway. No, what are you going to do with those smart kids? Well, fine. We will make the change. Men at 1, the women at 3, but it's still Saturday at Lynn Farrell Arena. Coach, thanks for the update, and we look forward to you guys picking up a couple of wins this week. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you. Good
Thanks,
to talk
Jeff.
To you again.
You bet. Coach Jeff Dittman, Hastings College women, coming up this Wednesday, Doan, Saturday, Briarcliff. And as you heard, the time change there. Men will play at 1 and then the women at 3 on a Saturday.
Interesting. These teams, like he said, you don't get much of a break. If they start getting the, you know, they played so close, they lose at the buzzer and they shoot, you know, a terrible percentage. If they can get that changed around, Doug, that's a team that get back to the old Hastings College team and go deep into the thing. And that's just not just conference tournament. That's the whole deal. You know, we've had some great teams, Tony Hobson, now Jeff Dittman over there. They've done a great job with the program and keep it at a very, very high level.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Pete Roussel of CoachingSearch.com. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And as we go to break, we want to let you know that all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King has 2 locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Try them out for lunch today. And don't forget, try one of the new BK toppers or the Chef's Choice Burger. And check out the new fries if you haven't had them already. They're much improved at Burger King. While we go to break here, I want to give you a chance to be a winner. If you would like a family 4-pack to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo going on this weekend, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The ticket's good for any of those days. Call us now at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And during the break, Jeff will be giving away our producer family 4-packs to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. We'll be back with Pete Roussel of CoachingSearch.com in a moment.
You own a small business, here's an easy way to get in front of millions of potential customers online. Just do what 2,000 small businesses do every day. Claim your free profile on Manta.com. Like Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx, New York. Manta's helped them get found on search engines and smartphones, and sales are up 400%. Claim your free profile now, where small business grows. Manta.com.
Your vehicle is one of your biggest investments. If you've come into some extra cash this tax season, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. From oil changes to major part replacements, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need in stock. Use this year's tax refund and avoid costly repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Everything from the latest surgical procedures to designer frames and sunglasses. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you. Doctors Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk promise you the latest in care. And at Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have the most up-to-date styles in eyewear, all under one roof. Focused on your vision, focused on your style. Call 308-236-8500 or visit us on the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations. Serving South Central Nebraska, visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
The object is to take a frozen 3x1-inch black disc, traveling at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour, and fire into a rectangle of steel, barely measuring 6x4 feet, while skating up to 20 miles an hour. Not to mention the six guys on the other side trying to flatten you. Piece of cake, eh? It's Tri-City Storm Hockey on Platte River Radio.
Tonight, the Storm are at Lincoln.
Pregame at 6:45 on KLIQ The Breeze, 94.5. FM.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area through the day today with high temperatures around 26. Winds out of the west will also stay around 5 to 15. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll drop off to 14. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 12 degrees.
Doug and Danny shows Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Giving away more tickets during the break to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. If you want to know more about it, check out their website. Or we had Tom Hamilton on from the Expo yesterday. You can always check out our Doug and Danny podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. That's the phone number to check things out. I want to make sure that you got the right number there, Jeff. So that's the correct number. Pete Roussel is going to join us here in just a moment. Tomorrow, Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach for Loperlink. Coming up later in the week, we're going to preview the Luplat Conference Wrestling Tournament. Clint Head from Donovan Trumbull. They are coming off a tournament win this week, and they are the hosts. So we'll talk with him Thursday. Ross Halford is going to join us from HuskerMat.com on Friday. So is Sean Callahan. So there you go. That's what's going on.
Sean Callahan of a lot on Friday. If you're a recruiting fan, you'll want to, you know, with the kids they've had going in, now they're, you know, they got about seven kids they need to pick up in the next 2 weeks. It'll be interesting to hear Sean's point of view. I hear Ron Brown was in Hawaii looking at a tight end. They're going all over the place trying to get some kids that maybe Nebraska lost out on, and now they're trying to go pick up some kids that they maybe, you know, weren't in the touch with the way they should have been in, you know, the last 3-4 months.
What do you mean? How should have they been in touch with them?
Well, I think they quit recruiting some kids because they thought they had other kids. Those kids left. Now they, you know, back to the kids.
Yikes. Those are tough to get. Pete Roussel from CoachingSearch.com is back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Pete, good morning. How's it going?
Everything's good, guys. Glad to be with you today.
Well, as you would expect, and you can now you can send so many things that make people chuckle because you just know when you send that text or you send that email. It used to just be maybe you'd send a joke. But I can imagine as Pete was texting me yesterday, he was chuckling going, Kevin Cosgrove may have a job. Kevin Cosgrove may have a job. Which is the next head Division I football coach to get fired, Pete?
Well, I tell you what, I think we're done this year. You know, obviously.
No, I mean, who's hiring Cosgrove and then they're going to lose their job because they did that?
You guys are brutal, I tell you what. I know you guys don't like him from his time up in Lincoln, but he had talked with Skip Holtz, had a shot at that job, but looks as though this morning Skip Holtz is going to hire Chris Kosh, who is the defensive coordinator at Kansas State. He's going to end up going down to South Florida to be the defensive coordinator with Skip Holtz.
Let's see, Manhattan, South Florida. Manhattan, okay.
Yeah, tough decision.
Yeah, there you go. Pete, always great to catch up with you. I'm gonna go a little bit off the coaching deal, and I want to go to the SEC. The over-signing of players, can they still do that? Do they still do that?
No, they're not allowed to this year. You know, they can sign 25. I mean, that's the limit. I guess you could, but there's going to be a penalty if you do it. I don't anticipate any of the 12 head coaches exceeding that limit this year. Certainly, kind of it makes it a little bit more difficult. You can't miss on a recruit. It's really going to be one of those things where you got to be really smart in your evaluations, and I think coaches are taking more time to make sure they get it right on the front end.
Okay, I'll go this way. Is it common practice after a redshirt sophomore's year or a junior's year, a kid that's not on the field, to just jerk his scholarship and send him down the road?
You know, I really think coaches, they try to take advantage if there is an injury to the student athlete to use that as an advantage to give him a medical hardship to be able to get another scholarship freed up to where you can use that against your 85. But I don't think coaches, around the country, James Franklin at Vanderbilt said last week he was been very upset with some of the things that have been said about the way he's doing things at Vanderbilt. And he defended his program and his coaching staff and said, listen, it has nothing to do with athletic talent. If a guy, if we recruit a guy and we miss on him, he's just not talented enough, we're never going to take his scholarship and tell him he's got to go somewhere else. And I think that the same could be said for just about every head coach in the country. I really do believe that.
Yeah, I heard this morning Charlie Weiss at Kansas has released 10 kids from their scholarship. One of those is Tyrone Sellers from McCook.
Yeah, well, one of the things that these coaches run into is guys that turn out to not be key contributors on the team. They graduate after 4 years, but they have another year of eligibility, and that's where coaches, in my eyes, and I think a lot of coaches would agree, some coaches tend to go to this philosophy to where if you've already graduated, you're not playing, it's not our obligation to give you a scholarship for an extra year just for you to be on scholarship, to be in graduate school, to sit around, and you're really not contributing at all, maybe on one special team, and I can side with the coaches in that regard.
Pete Russell of CoachingSearch.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can keep up with him every minute of every day on CoachingSearch.com. And as I was looking at some of the latest articles there's some names out there that Husker fans and fans go, well, whatever happened to that guy? I know a lot of folks for a while, especially our buddy in Omaha, Kevin Kugler, thought that Ron Zook would be perfect for Nebraska's next defensive coordinator. Well, Zook hasn't landed anywhere, but it looks like maybe the pros could be where he finds his next job.
Yeah, a report just surfaced within the last half hour that said Ron Zook, of course, the former Illinois head coach, is going to interview today for the Jacksonville Jaguars special teams coordinator position under Mike Mularkey. Of course, Mularkey's interviewing a number of coaches to fill out his new staff in Jacksonville. Certainly with Zook being from Florida, having ties to the area, I think he would enjoy going back to Jacksonville. Of course, he's got experience at the NFL level. Does make a lot of sense. I would be surprised if Ron Zook, does indeed interview for that job, if he doesn't land it.
I'll go another direction. Kevin Steele. Where does he land at?
That's a great question, because that was really surprising to a lot of people that he ended up, whether he was dismissed or left the staff at Clemson. There's different reports about how exactly that went down. Dabo Swinney wants to say one thing, Kevin Steele wants to say another, but either way, he's no longer with the Clemson staff. A guy maybe like Derek Dooley at Tennessee ends up bringing Kevin Steele in. Of course, Dooley, a couple of years ago, tried to hire Steele to be his defensive coordinator. He elected to stay at Clemson as the coordinator and turned down the opportunity to join the staff in Knoxville. So it'll be interesting to see the next couple of days. I would imagine that he's got some offers, and his name will come up in the next couple of days.
Pete Russell, CoachingSearch.com, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. From the kind of how quickly we forget, if you don't pick up a job almost immediately after being released from a previous one, sometimes they forget about you. And I haven't forgot about this big fellow, but I thought it was interesting your point. How come Mark Mangino hasn't landed as an O coordinator somewhere?
Yeah, it really is a great point, and you're exactly right on – on, you know, the rule of thumb in the coaching profession is you don't ever want to sit out more than 1 year, because then coaches forget about you. And you lose your luster. You know, nobody in the media brings up your name, but certainly Mark Mangino, you know, you can say what you want about Coach Mangino, but he's got a great track record of calling plays, of running an offense, and quite frankly, they haven't been the same at Kansas ever since he left. So I would not be surprised if indeed somebody takes a chance on Mark Mangino, and I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up in the NFL. I really wouldn't. So next couple of weeks will be interesting. You know, there's a number of NFL jobs open, and you know, I have no idea if he's involved in the Auburn coaching search. It looks like they're heading more towards a NFL guy, but you never know.
Pete, is Coach Mangino blackballed, or are there any other coaches out there that right now just nobody wants to touch with a 10-foot pole?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting point, because, of course, he has a YouTube video out there that, you know, certainly brings some negative attention to him with him kind of dog cussing a Kansas player. And certainly, you know, there are some things out there that, you know, coaches would be a little hesitant, you know, just in terms of, you know, just his overall style. That the way he coaches, but you can't argue with his track record. I mean, the guy wins. He's a terrific play caller. I mean, you got to go back and look at, you know, Kansas played in a BCS bowl game. I mean, can you imagine Kansas? Did anybody ever think Kansas would be playing in a BCS bowl game? So, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if his name surfaces in the next couple of weeks.
Pete, what's the difference between on the pay grade between going to the NFL if Zook got hired at Jacksonville to being a defensive coordinator? You make what, 400,000-500,000 in college ranks? What do you make at Jacksonville?
Well, it's different by organization in the NFL. The good thing about the NFL, most of the jobs in the National Football League, you're getting a 2-year contract. Now, at the NFL level, it's very difficult to get out of a contract, especially to leave one team to go to another. You kind of become like a free agent in the NFL, even if you're a coach. You know, when your contract's up, they kind of let you know, hey, we're either going to renew it or you become a free agent. It's very difficult to leave one organization to go to another without the approval of your current organization. So they can block you from actually talking with another coaching staff. Now, as far as the pay, you know, like I said, it is different from organization to organization, but, you know, these jobs in the Southeastern Conference now, I mean, Brian Van Gorder is going to make $800,000 as a defensive coordinator at Auburn. It looks like Doug Nussmeier is going to make $600,000 to be the offensive coordinator at Alabama. So, you know, these jobs are, they're starting to get close to the $1 million range. Of course, you know, Gus Malzahn was making $1.3 million last year as the highest paid assistant, and now Chad Morris, the offensive coordinator at Clemson, he's going to become the highest paid coordinator at the college level.
He's going to need it. He's got to figure out how to score 71 a game. Wow. A coordinator at Clemson? Good Lord. Doug and Daddy's show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I'll throw this at you. I think Nick Saban makes more than Bo Pelini and the entire Nebraska coaching staff.
Well, he makes six.
I think that's more than the whole Nebraska coaching staff makes total.
Well, that certainly would not surprise me. Yeah. It really wouldn't, you know. And Coach Saban's going to pay Kirby Smart, you know, over $1 million, and he's obviously, I would imagine, Lance Thompson's going to make over $400,000 leaving Tennessee to go back to Alabama. You know, you got a number of coaches on that staff that are making over $250,000. So. That's just the way it's evolved to in college football.
Before we let you go, Pete, I want to ask you about Frank Solich. He needs some people to join him on his Ohio staff. He's had at least one coach depart to go out to Fresno State. But he was back actually in Nebraska this last week, Lincoln Southeast, where he got his first real big-time high school football coaching job and coached there forever before he went to Nebraska. Was his name, has he interviewed anywhere, or is Ohio going to be it for him?
You know, I couldn't ever confirm if he did interview for the Kansas head coaching job. There was certainly some speculation about that. I wasn't able to confirm it. But you can't underestimate the job that he has done at Ohio. He really has done a terrific job. He's brought that program to a very consistent level. Of course, they had a great bowl win this year. And, you know, he's putting Ohio back on the map. I tell you what, his teams play extremely hard. You know, 2 years ago, they went to Knoxville, Tennessee, and played Tennessee really close. And Monty Kiffin actually wrote Frank Solich a letter after the game saying, I can't remember the last time a team has played as hard as your team played against us. He said, Monty Kiffin said it had been a number of years since he could recall a team that played so hard. So I'm really happy for Coach Solich. I think he's done a great job at Ohio, and I look for more of the same the next couple of years.
Pete, is what Lane Kiffin, you bring up Monty, is Lane Kiffin, the staff he's assembled at USC, one of the best in the country?
Oh, there's no question. And I tell you what, not only does Lane have a great staff out at USC, and it's a staff that is stuck together. They're not going to have any coaching changes this year. You know, a year ago they lost John Morton to the San Francisco 49ers. He was the wide receivers coach. But I tell you, another guy that's you know, comes under the Pete Carroll coaching tree that's done a terrific job this offseason is Steve Sarkisian. You know, earlier this week he was able to land Tosh Lupoi, who was a defensive coordinator, recruiting coordinator at Cal. And Lupoi might be the top recruiter in the entire country. That was a huge get. And then, you know, a couple weeks ago, he added former Boise State and Tennessee defensive coordinator Justin Wilcox. So if there's a coach that's really, really upgraded his staff in the offseason, it's certainly got to be Steve Sarkisian.
And finally, Pete, let's get to the Big Ten here. There's a lot of names out there. Like every school, there's been some changes. Everett Withers bring him into Ohio State for the defense. Tim Banks comes into Illinois. There's also a couple other coaches out there that are trying to make some noise. What's the most significant? I mean, Ohio State, blah. Let's leave them off to the side, I think, because I think that's an easy answer. Penn State, anybody else have a significant hire?
Oh, I mean, I think you just got to look at Arizona. I mean, Rich Rodriguez is able to bring in Jeff Castile from West Virginia. He was his former defensive coordinator there when he had a lot of success in Morgantown. To be able to get Jeff Castile, he's already got a number of his guys back with Calvin McGee on the offensive side with Rod Smith reuniting. It's really the original staff at West Virginia that made things go well up in Morgantown. Now they're all in Tucson. I think Rich Rodriguez is formed a really, really, really nice staff in Tucson.
Pete, you're the best. We'll catch up with you again. I would appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We'll talk soon. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Pete. Pete Roussel joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up, we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And anything else?
No, I'm good.
Tri-City Storm Hockey tonight. They play at Lincoln, 6:45 pregame, faceoff 7:05 here at On the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Also got high school basketball going on our network of stations. And, you know, since there's a promo in this break, we'll let them tell you about it. We're back with more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, Goldie.
Yes, Greeny.
Did you know that Capital One is in its second year of the Capital One Cup?
Oh, yeah. Look, tell me a little more about that.
Well, go look. The Capital One Cup recognizes the best men's and women's Division One athletic programs in the country.
Wow, Greeny, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, it is, and this is better. Capital One annually awards $200,000 in scholarships to the best men's and $200,000 in scholarships to the best women's programs.
All right, how do I find out how my Fighting Irish are doing?
Easy. Go to CapitalOneCup.com and vote for the Capital One Cup impact performance at ESPN.com/Capital One Cup.
Chunky Soup presents the game called Your Life. Today, you tackle the garage. You rush to the store, and you will receive a text. And for that NFL-sized hunger, you eat like a pro. Chunky Sirloin Burger with Country Vegetable Soup. The burgers and potatoes you love, but low in fat. And that's how you win this game. Until tonight, when you finally kick off your shoes. Campbell's Chunky. It's amazing what soup can do.
Hiya, asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area through the day today with high temperatures around 26. Winds out of the west will also stay around 5 to 15. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll drop off to 14. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 12 degrees.
How was the extravaganza yesterday?
It was extravagant.
Are you sure?
Yes, it was sort of extravagant. It went all right. Went all right. A little rough, but it went all right. We got through it.
You got one today?
Yep. Amherst tonight.
Oh, that's part of our basketball. Shelton Amherst right here on ESPN. Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9. Hastings High Boys are at Centennial tonight on 1230 AM KHAS. Plus, St. Paul's at Minden. Ravenna's at Sutton. There should be some good games throughout the listening area tonight.
Ravenna, read Stu Pospisil's article today. Ravenna or Sutton averages giving up 30 points a game. The defense holds teams to 30 points a game. Ravenna averages 73. I believe that's what he said. So very contrasting styles of play. So one against three, according to Stu. One against two, according to Lincoln Journal Star, I believe. 20-5 a year ago. A lot of good kids back for Sutton. Should be a really, really good ball game, though. I think Ravenna would certainly be favored even on the road, but can Sutton hang in there and have a chance to win?
Coach Sponberg, 12-1. Their only loss came to Hastings St. Cecilia. Wow. They gave up 56 to St. Cecilia. They gave up 50 to Centennial in a 53-50 win. But, they don't give up a lot of points. God, they beat Palmyra pretty bad, and Palmyra's got three wins, 77-18. So some days they're really hot. Some days they are really, really defensive.
Well, that's what they've always been, one of those teams that wants to run their set offense and work the ball. And it's just contrasting styles of play. We'll see how it goes tonight. Should be a great matchup.
Couple other notes. Russ Martin will be officially introduced today at Colorado Mesa University as their next head football coach. We gave you a little Nebraska recruiting news to start the program today, and you can find out more at Husker Online and all the fine sites. The Nebraska softball team, they held their first practice. I know you buried a story I gave you from earlier in the week, which we didn't mention that yesterday, did we?
No, we didn't mention it yesterday.
I didn't mention that today either. UNK's Mike Dentlinger is the RMAC Offensive Player of the Week. Had a perfect night on Friday, 10 for 10 from the field for 27 points. And then he had 20 points on Saturday. Loperman, they're setting in fourth in the RMAC standings. Pretty good spot right now, but now they've got to go on the road and get a couple of wins. And for UNK, they're at Colorado Springs. and Springs is right behind them at 6-5. There are three teams at 6-5. And then on Saturday, they go to Pueblo, and Pueblo is 5-6. So key games this weekend if UNK wants to stay in that top third of the RMAC bracket.
Douglas, we're taking you up to the lunch hour, whether you want to talk about the Lopers, the Huskers, whatever you want to talk about. The Chicken Coop's got it on. Maybe you're into horse racing. They've always got it on at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. They're waiting for you. There's not a bad seat in the house. Plus, they've got great specials day and night. Always a lunch special going on. Always a special at night as well. Drink specials day and night. Full fries of the Monday night deal. What's today, Douglas? Tuesday? Well, they've got wing baskets every Tuesday night for just $5. 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice of over a dozen wing flavors. Every Tuesday night, get them hot, get them sweet, or get them with a zing. Only $5, only at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
I think I have maybe a little story that I want to pass along to you, but it concerns Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and that's next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-814-2162. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-814-2162. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-814-2162. That's 1-800-814-2162.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Another exciting week of high school sports comes your way live here on our network of stations on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Right here on ESPN Radio tonight, the Chilton Bulldogs travel to Amherst for a doubleheader at 6:15. On 12:30 a.m. KHAS, the Hastings High boys are at Centennial, pregame at 7:30. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic is at Grand Island Central Catholic. The doubleheader begins at 6:15. High school hoops tonight right here and on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
We'll see some sunshine develop across the area through the day today with high temperatures around 26. Winds out of the west will also stay around 5 to 15. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll drop off to 14. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 12 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. See, the old producer would have never played Billy Joel. So there's another check mark for Jeff.
Good job, Jeff.
Ah, dang, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
How about speaking of old good rockers, how about Huey Lewis singing the national anthem, San Francisco, a New Orleans football game?
Nothing more San Francisco than that. And once again, Mike Patterson, I don't know. I just don't know. Minden girls 12-1, Boone Central 13-1. Who's Minden's only loss to?
Boone Central.
Okay, then I understand that Minden beat St. Cecilia and St. Cecilia beat Boone Central, so what do you do there? St. Cecilia's got three losses. Congratulations, by the way, to Hastings St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic's fourth. Oh, by the way, three of those teams are in the same sub-district. Thank you, NSAA. But congratulations to St. Cecilia. We had John Kyle on last week. They beat Boone Central. They came within five of Minden. Then they snapped Kearney Catholic's girls' 64-game home winning streak. They did that last Saturday afternoon. They had never lost in Cope Gymnasium since it had opened. That had went 49, and they'd won 15 more.
Glad we killed that. That's all we had to do is mention that, squash that.
Hey. So, you know, some new rankings out this week, and some good teams. Good teams out there. 888-455-ESPN. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. If you've not won the last 2 months, call now. If you get our trivia question correct, you'll get a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend.
Who are we speaking with?
This is John.
Hi, John. Doug has a question for you. You okay?
Oh, so far.
Wow.
Until I get some crazy question that you ask me about golf or something.
No, I'm going to ask you a football question because that's all Tony wants to talk about. I could ask you a real easy question, but it's my research department today was a little off. So Mike Rozier is Nebraska's all-time leading rusher. Amon Green is second. Eric Crouch is third. Who's fourth? And his name has been in the news recently.
Been in the news recently.
That's incorrect.
What was it?
Oh, I didn't say anything. I just said the name was in the news recently.
3, 2, 1.
Don't know.
Okay, try back. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's stay on the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
This is Bob.
Bob, Mike Rozier, number one. Amon Green, number two. Eric Crouch, number three. Roy Helu is number four. Okay, so that's the answer to the question. He was named yesterday to the Pro Football Weekly All-Rookie Team. Of course, he was picked 105th overall, led the Washington Redskins in rushing this year. How many games did he start for the Redskins?
I'm going to say maybe four.
Incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Wes.
Wes, Roy Helu was named to the Pro Football Weekly All-Rookie Team yesterday. He led the Washington Redskins with 640 yards, but didn't start very many games. How many did he start?
Two.
Incorrect. Try back, Wes. 888-455-ESPN.
How many yards did he have? Does it say there?
Well, as I said, 640. Who are we chatting with?
Don.
Washington Redskins, Roy Helu out of Nebraska, named to the Pro Football Weekly All-Rookie Team. In a game earlier this year against the 49ers, he caught 14 passes, which was a team record. Whose record did he break? Washington Redskin, whose record did he break?
Art Monk.
That is correct.
Oh, wow.
Hello. Bam. Hang on the line. You are our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia winner. $25 gift card coming your way. Congratulations. Art Monk. By the way, Roy Helu started 5 games this season for the Washington Redskins.
I was going to say, how many running backs started this year for the Washington Redskins?
Well, I know Ryan Terrain started one game when I had him on my fantasy bench. Just out of nowhere. Wasn't because of injury, just out of nowhere.
Hightower, Terrain, Helu. I mean, there's three, and there's got to be more than that,
I think there's definitely had to be more than that out there.
It's crazy. Interesting. Good questions, Doug. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I thought you had something more to say.
Well, I was gonna go in my little mascot game. But you're pretty good at mascots. So I mean, UAB.
Alabama Birmingham. That's
the Blazers.
The Flyers. Blazers.
Ooh, there you
that's
go.
Right. Yeah.
Jeff comes through.
Yeah, that's right. Of course.
Any Dayton?
Flyers.
Denver?
Didn't you yell at me for saying date? Oh, that was Bradley. Denver? We gave me those before. It's Pioneers.
Okay. Florida International?
Okay, Florida Atlantic is the Owls, right?
Correct.
So Florida International.
Does Jeff know this one?
I don't.
God, I should know that. Owls and Florida International, who we just played, it's some kind of flying object, isn't it?
No, nope, they would be the Panthers.
Oh, God, no. Didn't know that. Wouldn't have got that at all.
Just running down a few. It's always kind of fun to do.
Well, since this show is coming right towards a brick wall, we better end it now. 888-455-ESPN. Remember that number tomorrow. We'll be giving away more tickets here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget to vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which two teams would you like to see in the Super Bowl? Vote today. You can check out our podcast in case you missed any of the interviews from any time on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we get closer to the draft, we're going to catch up with a couple of Huskers that are going to be heading that way. You know, Lance Thorell.
I've heard third round.
Jared Crick.
That'd be cool. I've heard third round for Thorell, possibly higher, depending on what he runs at the pro day.
Oh, we love him. Is something going on for him this weekend?
Yeah, I think they're having a little
get some
together.
Info on that. Good God, help the program. Hey, we want to thank Jeff Dittman, head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, Pete Roussel from CoachingSearch.com. For giving us the very latest. Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach, among our guests tomorrow.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with 1460, 1550. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.